Scripting for a better voice, from writing it down to marking it up and reading it out loud and looking after the voice that does that reading out loud as well. This is today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. I'm Peter Stewart. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWETERSTEWART. Today's episode is about your vocal battery. Yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit over the next couple of three days about professional vocal strain. It is, of course, better to defend, not mend. Prevention is easier than a remedy in many cases. So look after your folds and everything else that helps your body create a great sound. As I say, at the moment, we're talking about vocal care. Then in forthcoming weeks, in forthcoming episodes, we're going to be talking about physical care. So your whole skeletal system, reducing tenseness and stress, and also how to breathe properly. We're going to be taking another look at that. And then we're going to be moving on to mental care as well. So things like mic fright, yeah, nerves, how to build up confidence, because all of these three areas, your vocal health, your physical health and your mental health, if we can put it like that, they all work together to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. So today, professional vocal strain. Be aware of how much you're using your voice during the day and how much rest you're giving it. It's probably too late by the time that your voice starts to hurt. So keep an eye on, as I mentioned, you know, the name of today's episode, your kind of vocal battery. Yeah, think of your voice use as a battery. You start the day with it fully charged, totally rested, set up, ready for the day ahead. And after a few warm-up exercises, then you can get on with using your voice professionally. We'll talk about some vocal exercises, got a whole load of those for you over the next several weeks. But of course, during the course of the day, with the amount of use and the kind of use as well, the battery, your vocal battery, starts to drain. So what will discharge the battery most? The amount you use it, how long you speak for, the type of speaking that you do. I mean, close mic work will have less strain than excitable live sports commentary outside in the winter, yeah? Your vocal quality. Using a voice close to your usual one, for example, will be less strain than maybe putting on a character voice for a book narration or video game character. Lots of whispering can increase laryngeal stress as well. We're talking about whispering in the next few days too, so keep an eye out, keep an ear out for that particular episode coming your way in the next few days. Also, the intensity of your pitch. So using a higher or lower pitch than normal will also increase laryngeal stress. How loud you are. Yeah, we tend to speak louder when background noise is loud itself, and this increases stress on the vocal fold. So, you know, reduce your time speaking at a loud party or a gig or a sports event if you can. And also, how fast you speak. The folds move faster when you speak faster. They're under much more pressure. They're doing much more work as well. So for a voice professional, try to plan your day of voice use if you can. Ease it in with slower scripts in your normal range at the start of the day and more demanding work towards the end. That way, and your voice will be prepped for that strenuous work. The reverse way, and it could be tired and scratchy for those straight reads. And it's funny, isn't it? Because it's almost socially acceptable to have a hoarse voice after a loud late night. But if you woke up the next day and your vision was blurry, we might take that a bit more seriously. Tomorrow, the outside elements damaging your voice, as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.